here. Today's April the 9th, 2015, Animal Services Advisory Committee for Henderson County. My name is John Lynn. I'm the chairman. I'd like the other two members to please introduce themselves.
My name is Patty McDuff. I serve on the committee.
James Barber.
And James is a new guy. And we have.
Beverly Hargis.
My good to see you, buddy. And we've got Lieutenant Mike Marsteller here with us. Well, basically, I'd like to just make a motion. Can we open for an open meeting here?
I make a motion to open the meeting.
Second the motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. The meeting is now open. We have a very limited agenda tonight. I guess the first order that we need to do is approve the meeting notes from January the 9th. And everything. So I'll ask someone to make a motion to approve those meeting notes.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting notes from the January 9th, 2015 meeting.
Second. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All right. The meeting notes from January 9th, 2015 have been approved. Like I say, limited tonight. The something Brad and I talked about, and this was. I know Patty and Mike are going to remember from, we were talking about it earlier, but Dr. Purnell out here he had talked with someone down east or whatnot about their educational program where they go to the school and basically take it there, fourth, fifth graders and everything, and come through and do that. And we kind of left it hanging at the time because he was basically working on that himself, and he was working with us on it, obviously keeping us up on it, but... he'd written a couple of letters and done some stuff, but that was pretty much his thing that he was doing. And I think, you know, we never did, really never did discuss it a whole lot until he was going to come back with some stuff on it and let us know, you know, what he found further, if he, you know, thought it would be a good idea or whatnot. But after talking with some folks that we had in here, I know it was going to take a lot of time as far as volunteer work and, you know, it would take volunteers to go in and do this, and you know, it's like James said something earlier. We were talking earlier. If somebody, you know, if you have just one person who's out for something like that, and you got a whole crowd of fourth and fifth graders coming through, that's just it's going to make it near impossible for someone to go through and do that. At this point, I guess we either need to, you know. Say, are we going to go, do we want to do something further with it, or do we want to kind of put that issue, table that one for the time being, since, you know, we're not really, Dr. Purnell's not here to help us along with that, with all his communication with it. Do we want to pursue something like that, or do we want to, you know, table it for the time being until maybe later on, or...
Is he still pursuing it?
I don't know. I haven't talked with him, but he's not on the board anymore.
Oh.
So he's been out for the last couple of meetings. His schedule's just really gotten to where he couldn't attend. So, but he was the one who was pretty much heading that up, and we never did really come to any resolution on it. So
you're just trying to find out what other people are doing.
Do we need to? Well, that's what he had done. There was a where was it? Wake County, Brad? Was it Wake County? Basically, what they had is
Moore County.
Yeah, they had a group of volunteers who would go and, you know, set up at the school at a school for a day and everything, and run the kids through and, you know, explain to them about pet carriages.
No, it was much more than that. It was a 5-week program, and they would go in with, they would have like 3 classes, man, or I forget what it was exactly, but it was a 3-week six. They were there for 3 different classes once a week for 6 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Went into a grade, had a curriculum at a certain point in the day. And I think that he'd made contact with somebody, if I'm not mistaken, on the board of the school board. And they told him that.
Well, it was somebody at the CO at the county office.
Dr. Revis.
Yeah, that was one name, and there was some other names, but community partnership for pets was doing it at just Hendersonville Elementary, and they were talking about how much time commitment there was in it. And, you know, they had three volunteers, Mike, Mary, and then her name's Beth. We're all
doing that. Smaller. What kind of animals are we
doing? Dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats,
yeah. Hey, I have a volunteer here. I'd like to volunteer James Barbel and myself. We will be glad to pursue this and see what we can find out for you. How does that sound? We will, if you guys want to. We'll just try to look around the county or the different counties in North Carolina and see what they're coming up with, and we'll concentrate on Moore County and see what we can come up with, and we'll present it at the next meeting. How do you like that, Barbel?
You know what? I can also forward you those emails.
That'd
that
be
Dr.
great.
Purnell.
It's BeverlyVargas@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Beverly, I don't mind sharing with you right now. I know John and Brad and Mike are familiar. I've said all along, while I totally support any education initiative, I just don't think we have the personnel, the manpower. And so I certainly, while I admire what you're doing, and it really, this is all in pursuant of a goal we had relative to education in the committee, and follows up with those brochures we created and distributed. I wish we had the personnel. It's like John mentioned, if somebody, you know, does take that on and is absent, you know, we've got a whole issue with them letting down a group of people. You know,
we can just find out what they're doing and bring it back and show you guys, and then we can make our own things for our own county. We don't have to go by what they do, but at least it'd be nice to show you everything and see.
We had that pretty extensive thing from Moore County where Mary came in and did a presentation for us on what
Moore
County.
That.
Animal welfare will be able to help us out with that too.
But I'll tell you, Andy's got a whole, I mean, he's got what we're talking about, Andy has it. I mean, he's got the whole program set up. So that's why at the last meeting that I said, you know, number one, if we're sitting here and we're representing the county going out, especially to the school board or somebody like that, we can't do that. That we have to get permission from the commissioners and get there before we start going to the school board or to the county office and saying, hey, we got this to offer. Plus, we've got to have the people to back it. This is, you know, we got to have a good volunteer base. If you start going into schools, like you said, you go in there and, you know, if somebody decides they're not going to show up one day, you ain't going to get a second shot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be nice to just see what the least to the most is throughout the,
right.
the state, sure. and just kind of see where we stand.
Are they open to it, though? I mean, it is something they're open to doing, right?
The vetting process you have to go through to be able to teach in the school, too, and get in there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not you go in there and show kids some puppies and talk about it's you got to follow a core curriculum and everything like that.
But the commissioners and the school board is open to it, right? Or is this, we ain't even to
no,
it?
We ain't even.
To that point.
The commissioners don't know anything about it. Okay. Yeah.
And
there's a whole process for even, you know, letting the commissioners know about it, and that's something that John would have to, you know.
Well, is it okay if we just investigate and just kind of see what the
yeah.
least
oh,
to greatest
yeah.
is, and then
sure.
let's just kind of see where we fall?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Patty.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that would be, regardless of what direction we go afterward, I think it would bring it to a tight and what do I want to say, very clean end if we do decide, because the goal was to look into education initiatives within the county. What are we doing here? And so, again, if something happens, if something does, you know, come as a result of your research, and we start something, that'd be great. But if we don't, it just would be a real clean way of closing that topic. And
I'd encourage you to, you know, get in touch with Andy and, you know, brainstorm.
That would
be
great.
Because
Andy, he's now the information specialist, isn't he?
Well, he's my community outreach coordinator. And say if we did, if you guys were volunteers at the shelter and y'all went out and did stuff, now we can bypass a lot of the red tape, so to speak, with the commissioners and things. But we have to be careful that we don't go contacting the county offices telling them.
Well, this is a crazy thing. There's that big Bark in the Park thing coming up. Have y'all heard anything about that? Are y'all participating?
Yeah, we've done that before.
Is the shelter participating?
Mid-May.
Yes.
Yes.
the shelter is participating?
Oh, I don't know that. I signed up.
We've done it before. I don't really know. One year it was at Patton Park.
This year it's right behind the ABC store. On
really. And that large open field between the two hotels. Yeah.
But as a committee, if you guys as a committee want to get up something and have it at Bark at the Park, you know, you can contact the folks. But I don't know what day is it on.
May the 16th. Our clinic's doing it, so I mean, even if you didn't want a whole booth, we could have a brochure there to hand out or something, you know?
Yeah.
Something about Henderson County.
I think,
whatever you did.
Is it a Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean.
Still in place from last year for summer and fall,
winter? We've still got that.
Well, we still had the brochures, especially with summer coming.
Yeah.
We did a quarterly seasonal brochure last year, and especially with summer coming, you know, the whole issue of dogs in the car being left in cars.
That would be great if you wanted to hand those out. We're going to have a whole table set up, so that would be great. We can just incorporate, and that way no one has to be there from here, and we can just still have an outreach but not be
there.
That'd
be great.
I think, how long does that run?
It's a few hours.
Like 9 to 4, 9 to 3, yeah, something like that.
See, I'm working that day anyhow at the shelter, so I might come in the afternoon or something. So.
But we're going to have a booth there, so I mean, if we want to have something educational to hand out from
and
all of
Andy's
us,
got other can. Andy's got other stuff that we think
he can come be with us too.
Yeah,
that would be great.
In some of the past discussion, Brad, didn't you correct me if I'm wrong? Wasn't there something where we were talking about the possibility instead of going the huge route, going to the schools and doing the extended program like, you know, the presentation we saw? Did you or somebody mention at one time about kids coming to the animal shelter?
We have kids coming.
Y'all have that happen anyway, right? Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
That's always something that's available. We have 4-H. We have homeschoolers come. Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
I make a motion that you guys go ahead and do that.
Okay.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. We'll do it.
Oh
man, I looked around, thought you had a gavel for a sec.
He's eating up about this gavel.
It's killing me. I finally get to be chairman, Mike, and I don't have a gavel up here now.
Would you like one?
I'm going to bring one of mine next time.
I want to buy you one before next time. I'm going to bring you one next meeting.
I've got three, not five blocks down the road here. I've got three of them on my auction block. Okay, we'll do that, and I'll email you both Dr. Purnell's notes because they were quite extensive and everything. Is there anything else that anybody can think of that they want to bring up while we're here?
If you allow me to speak 1 minute.
Sure, absolutely.
I know there's some ordinance changes that I know that, and I can't think of any right off the top of my head, but I've been making notes, and I've got a notebook with a few things. I'm sure Mike's got stuff that there's always room for improvement on the ordinance. However, I think there's some changes that would prevent us right now from working on it, maybe even the fall. Because if the sheriff's department gets this new position, then that's going to
in light of that, and just so you guys all know, 2 days ago, when last 2 days running, two officers were answering 56 dog or animal calls. 56.
Wow.
One officer answered 26, the other one officer answered 30, and we had 8 bites in a day. This has been our 12th or 13th bite this week.
Wow.
12 or 13, maybe more. There may be more than that. So it's crazy.
That's, wow. That is busy.
Do these animal services or animal control officers respond to when there's dog barking, or is that a nuisance that any officer?
No barking. These are actual incidents.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I have to call for barking.
Somebody goes on to somebody's property and their dogs are put, and they can get to it. Was any of them to where a dog was out, tied up, and somebody could walk up to that dog and be bit?
No. We did have a couple bites that involved. involved with maybe his or herself. So you guys might be busy on some hearings.
Hearings.
Okay. I know.
How do we find out? Do you let us know about the hearings if we need to be here? Okay.
Yeah. Well, I send out an invite.
You know, if you don't ever get a quick response, could you?
Yeah.
I just want to thank you guys for your professionalism and doing these hearings, because I'll tell you, it's the law, number one. First and foremost, very important, but appreciate what you're doing on that.
Last one was a tough one.
Yeah, the last one. I don't
tough on all of us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did that dog get out of our sight, though? It was our own fault.
That was us.
Yeah, we'd in and amongst the decision and everything you heard.
I'd like to chew my lip, a hole in my lip over there.
Well, I mean,
I couldn't say anything, but I was going.
All right. Well, does anybody have anything else? If we don't, we'll...
Brad, I may have interrupted you. Did you? Were you done?
No, I was just saying that, you know, with some of the... I know y'all had proposed for a staff attorney with the Sheriff's Department. And if that happened, then that staff attorney would probably be assigned to this committee. I don't know. I don't know.
Huh.
I can see that happening.
Yeah.
Have your own personal attorney. That wouldn't be bad.
Well, I mean, it'd be the same as Sarah. I mean, it'd be...
Anybody think of anything else? All right, well, I'll ask somebody to make a motion to close the hearing.
Make a motion to close.
Second.
Second.
All in favor? Aye. All right, we will declare this meeting closed for today. We will see everybody in July.
Thank you
for everybody coming out.